Hi, this is Chris Smith, Shambles Guru on the internet, on the interweb, and I'm in Sydney. And we're running some workshops, and it's the old podcasting workshop. Just to prove that there is somebody here, but you have to forgive them because they're not very loud in Sydney. I'm going to ask them to make some noise. God, these students, they always want to prove you wrong, don't they? It's, and I'm here, fortunately, I'm here with Patrick White. And it took him a long time to get here because he came up the stairs very slowly. Patrick, how are you?
I have to be here, don't I?
Can you? Well, you did volunteer when I invited you.
I wasn't volunteered. I have to be here.
Okay.
Volunteered to do this.
Okay. Right. Well, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a writer. What more do you want to know?
What do you write?
Books.
And what sort of things do you write about?
Myself, my life, people.
And more?
That's it, really.
So, your life? How old are you?
Actually, I'm dead. I've been dead for about 12 years.
Really?
If I was still alive, I'd be 100 next year.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Yeah, will you have a cake?
Well, I'm dead, so I can't really eat cake.
Well,
it wouldn't go anywhere, would it?
But you're a grumpy author. You can be dead and eat cake at the same time.
Have my cake and eat it too.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a good point.
That's where we were going. Tell us a bit about your books, though. Because you're a successful author, apparently.
Very. Of the first Nobel Prize-winning writer from Australia. That's how successful I am.
I didn't know that.
And have named awards after me.
I didn't know that either.
I was the first, like, Dorothy Slesser award winner as well.
I don't know that award. That's an Australian.
It's the Australian Book Writing Award. Right. I was the first person to win that.
Right.
First person in AO, Order of Australia, won the Nobel Prize, got Australian of the Year, gave it back.
You probably died of too many awards, is that right?
No, I died because I was a grumpy old bastard. That's why I died.
Did you die of anything? I don't know whether I dare ask. Did you die of anything nasty?
No, not really.
Just old age?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, but I'm interested. Tell me a bit more about your books, though, because what was special about your books that got these awards?
Because they were well written, they were slightly different, they were that new style of Australian writing, so...
You haven't explained that to me, because I'm ignorant about that. What's a new style of Australian writing?
Kind of a bit more literature, as opposed to just basic description. It was kind of made it more accessible and more... readable, I suppose. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know why.
Okay. So what made you write the books, though?
To prove my parents wrong. Really?
Seriously?
Yeah, because they were sheep farmers, and I wasn't a sheep farmer. And I wrote the books to prove to them that I could do something apart from sheep farming.
So did you go to school normally?
Yep. Cranbrook, went to good Sydney private schools.
So your parents were very...
They were some of the wealthiest graziers in the Newcastle, Maitland area.
So you were born with a silver spoon?
Indeed, a couple of silver spoons, really.
So you were fortunate. You may not... I'm losing this.
A whole collection of silver spoons, really.
Really?
A cabinet drawer's worth.
Really? Okay. Did you only write? Did you spend your life writing? Were you a politician or did do anything
my
like that?
My grandfather was a politician.
Yeah.
Then I became a writer.
Right.
Lived in London during the war. Wrote plays.
First World War or Second World War?
Second. Second World War, lived in London, wrote books, came out to Australia, wrote more books.
Right. That's really interesting. Were you married?
No, I was gay.
You were gay?
Yeah.
Allowed to be gay how was that? Tell us a bit about that.
It was quite difficult, really.
Because?
My family didn't like it. People didn't like it.
Okay. Was he really gay?
Yes.
If you go down, he has a partner who is Lazarus or something. Lazarus.
Still here?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, who survived after me.
Right.
And became a grumpy old man.
Did any of your books reflect this aspect?
Yeah, there's a book called, not the aunt story. It's one of them, it's about this guy who's a woman who he switches genders like 2-3 times during the book.
Okay.
Starts off as a woman, then becomes a man, then goes back to being woman, man, woman.
Okay. You must have visited Thailand, I suspect, because that happens every day in Thailand. It really does. Let me ask you if you can sort of, if you were still alive, visualize, if you were still alive, what do you think you'd be doing now? Now, don't just say writing. If you're going to just say writing, what sort of thing might you be writing about, or what would be your impressions of the society as it is now? Wait, how long have you been dead? I've forgotten. 12 years.
12 years.
12 years.
Well, when I died, I was a heavy political activist, like Centennial Park in eastern suburbs was going to be basically knocked down, but I protested and led the protest again to save Centennial Park. And a lot of, after my writing, I was very well known as a political activist, using my writing as a platform to promote political causes. So I'll probably still be probably campaigning for carbon tax or something, or the environment.
Right. It looks to me, this is the first time we've ever met, especially as you're dead, and it looks to me that you may give the impression of a grumpy old guy, but actually your heart and your brain are in the right place.
Yeah. He was just very grumpy and not very forthcoming about all. I wasn't very forthcoming about all these ideas, and perhaps if I'd been more approachable, I would have been more successful.
What would your advice be to teachers in Sydney in this moment in time?
Read my books. They're a lot better than Twilight and Harry Potter.
Really? Great advice. It's almost like the advice of if you were able to take a... You're going to be deserted on a desert island, you're stranded on a desert island, you're allowed to take one book, what would you take? And I saw it in a bookstore in Auckland that the book you should take would be How to Build a Boat. You know that one, yes? Okay. Patrick, thank you very much. That actually has been good. I don't think you're as grumpy as you look.
Can I go back to the grave now?
Grave?
Can I go back?
Well, yeah. Actually, it's a pity you're not a musician.
Why not?
Because then you could go and decompose. Well, I'm going to ask everybody a round of applause. I think he did a great job. Thank you very much. That's brilliant. Okay.